Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Beckert moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods bunts towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 0 in the game. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woods moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woods scores. Fairley moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Singleton moves to second. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0 for 1 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Kessinger covering. It's a double play. Bailey scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooten hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Vacabella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Monday reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hickman. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0 for 2 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Bert Hooten. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a line drive into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heiser moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McAnally. Heiser moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Heiser scores. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 2-1, Expos. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Singleton throws the ball into Bacabella who tags Williams who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hickman moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Expos, 2. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fairley is walked intentionally. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Woods moves to third. Fairley moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to home to get Woods. Fairley moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 3 in the game. Bacabella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Bob Locker. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Bonham now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey strikes out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boots Day pinch hits for Ernie McAnally. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonham covering, for the out. Foley moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 4 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Monday strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-4 in the game. Cardenal bunts towards the mound. Walker juggles the ball. That's an error on Walker. Hickman moves to third. Santo moves to second. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-4 in the game. Rudolph hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Santo moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Vacabella fields it and throws to second for the out. Cardenal moves to third. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Vacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vacabella is 0-for-4 in the game. Vacabella strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.